Blog Talk Radio.
Facebook.com/TQMind, schedule your appointment. Please, if you're in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area, you can call 240-778-5219. And tonight, we call this the Love Mix. And we are answering some of the questions that are coming up through our emails, through our Facebook, through our tweets, and I really respect everybody that's been tweeting us, Facebooking us, emailing us. And also, we're going to talk about some of the topics of the day. So without further ado, let me introduce my co-host, Miss Choices. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, doing pretty good. Speaking of, you know, the Love Mix, how was your vacation, Les?
It was wonderful. DR was great. We had a ball.
And that's it. That's what you got to do. You got to, you know, got to make sure you spend that time, you know, spend the time just, you know, just you and your mate, you and your spouse, and just kind of enjoy some of the things. And that's how you keep the love fresh, isn't that right?
That is absolutely correct. Absolutely correct.
All right. So we're in the Love Mix right now. And, you know, we're, like I said, we're answering a lot of the emails, questions, things on our Facebook. If you have any questions, call 347-850-1228. Let us know what you think, what topic is on your mind, and we will answer that to the best of ability. So the thing is, we've had quite a things going on, and I want to see what you thought about this particular question. This came from Brandy in Georgia, and she was talking about how, you know, her boyfriend was kind of upset that she doesn't really post a lot of pictures of him online, and, you know, through the Facebook, through Instagram, you know, she pretty much does a picture of herself, but never a lot of pictures of him. So that's a really good question right there that, you know, I thought we should start off with. Is it wrong that she doesn't post a lot of pictures of her boyfriend online? You know, is she trying to act like she's single or something like that, then when she doesn't do that?
Well, a little bit of elaboration. Does she tag him in her pictures? Or we don't know?
I don't know, yeah. She just said basically, she, what I understand is that she, you know, just, you know, posts a lot of pictures of herself on her Facebook, on her Instagram, but she doesn't really post a lot of them together or even approach a picture of him on her Instagram.
I think that's a personal thing. If he has a problem with it, maybe they should take more pictures together. She probably, to him, it probably seems she's trying to appear single, but that may or may not be the case. They may have had a conversation way back when, and he's like, I don't want to take no pictures or something like that, and it may have escaped him, but now he's seeing that her getting the attention and, you know, the comments, and now he's kind of in his thoughts, you know, about the whole situation, which is understandable. But I think in any relationship, even in mine, me and my husband will take pictures. He won't post them because I'm usually the one taking the pictures, and I'll tag him in them, you know. But he doesn't, like, take too many pictures of me and post pictures of me. I don't really have a problem with that, like, as long as he don't block when I'm posting on his page.
You know, that's a very interesting point. And also, you know, trying to piggyback on that, just kind of sometimes where, yeah, like I said, some people, you know, say, you know, I really don't want to be in pictures, you know, I don't want to show all this overkill on social networking. And I guess that's the second question I got here, talking about how this one person from here in D.C., whatever name anonymous, talking about, you know, she's tired of seeing all these people. She's single, and she has a friend that's in a relationship, and she always sees them posting their pictures of every single thing that they do. It's like kind of overkill. So is it wrong to kind of splash your relationship in everybody's faces? You know, we're taking a picture of everything you do. Oh, we just went out to the bar. Oh, this is the food that we ate. Oh, this is us at the park. You know that kind of overkill that you see on social media.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I have people overkill on my pages as well. Like, they post their life. But, I mean, the one suggestion I would give her is don't unfriend them, but unfollow them. So you will only see what you want to see when you want to see it. And they will be none the wiser. They'll still post all they're going to post. They're not going to know that you can't see it on your timeline. And after a while, it does get annoying because you don't want to play-by-play. So, sure. And even if you are ones that want play-by-play, then keep following them. But if you unfollow that person, that'll limit your communication with them or change your relationship with them. Make them an acquaintance so they're not here in your feed at all times. But I think that's something she can control. We have people, which is their prerogative, what they post and what they put up. However, you know, it's up to you whether you want to see or entertain it.
You know, that's a big thing because, you know, the fact that, when, you know, especially, you know, I guess if you're still trying to find that right person in your relationship and you're seeing, you know, your friend that, you know, I guess found that right person and they just every single day you're seeing 50,000 pictures, you know, of them, you know, holding hands, them, you know, going to the park, you know, I guess that jealousy factor can kick in where you're like, okay, you know, why can I find that one or two instead of like, oh my goodness, okay, enough already. It's like either or in a situation like that.
Oh yeah, that's true. That's really true because she may be jealous of their situation or what they have going on or wish she had it or have had it in the past and something happened, she doesn't have it now. But, I mean, not to be rude, but what are you doing to get your life back? If that's the life that you want, then you should find somebody to spend it with. Not saying take the first thing that come by, but don't be too picky or too choosy. Because that may be what happened in your last relationship. You're trying to measure someone up to a standard that you know they can't meet. I mean, everybody has their flaws. So I'm pretty sure her friend's relationship isn't perfect, but evidently they're taking advantage of the little moment. And they could all be a lie. You never know.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, a lot of things you see on social media is not always the truth. That's a good point right there. And once again, this is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Twilight Productions, Twilight Entertainment. This is the Love Mix tonight. We're just talking about certain things that are coming through our emails, our Facebook, our tweets. And, wow, I'm seeing a lot of different things as far as social media right here. Here's another one right here from North Carolina talking about a person who just recently ended a relationship with one person, but now they're moving on to another person. And the question is it, you know, if they post pictures of this new man that she has, is that wrong? Because, you know, still got the ex on their Facebook, on their IG. You know, that, you know, something that they should be hesitant about too because they don't want to hurt the other person's feelings.
If I think it I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't say, like, 2 weeks ago you had your ex picture up there. Now this week you got the new dude up there, which chicks do it all the time. But, you know, I respect for him. I would delete him, you know, and, or, you know, hide him or put him, you know what I'm saying, something. But I've seen, like, people, like, we, it's not even a month has gone by and you got the new, quote-unquote, boo, you all in love, pictures all up. And you'd be like, I saw last week or so, you had old boy out there. And then 2 months down the road, you're going to be pregnant. And you know, you look back far enough, you still might see a boy picture, but then somebody grow a conscience in about month three, and they'll delete. So, I mean, I think it depends on the person. And if the guy is going through your pictures and asking you questions and, you know, if you're being questioned about it, I think if you're not being questioned, he'll probably stay out there for about 6 months, maybe a year.
Right.
But if you're being questioned about it, then it brings it to your attention, and you would be like, let me go ahead and delete these.
And, you know, the big thing is a lot of times people, you know, they still stay connected to their ex online, you know, through social media. And the thing is you have to also look at the relationship that you may currently have. And some, you know, some people say it's no problem if you have the ex on there, your ex girl on there, your ex man on there. Not a big deal, but some people, when you get into a new relationship, say, why you still have your ex on there? You know, you got to respect the people that you're in a relationship with and just see, you know, as well, like, okay, sometimes the new man or the new girl might want to throw it in the ex's face, so you want to make sure you're trying to reduce as much beef as possible when you start a new relationship.
Well, what if they go back to the old guy?
Yeah.
Or the old girl?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, you know, you got to think about that, too. Like, hey, you know, so what? But at the same time, if you know that there's a little connection or a closeness between the person that you're with now and the person that you were with before, you know, might try to avoid the conflict because you don't want anything, you know, to go down.
Okay. Well, let's say this. Now, this is me being petty, okay? Truly petty. Let's say you and your boo broke up. You moved on, he moved on. Okay? So, a few months down the road, we're going to say about three months down the road, you decide you want to have conversations with the old boo.
Mm-hmm.
Truly, you're doing it behind the new boo's back, but you may see in the future that this may not work out or whatever, and you're testing the waters for the old boo, okay?
So
let's say you finally break up with the new boo and your old boo still got a girlfriend. So you start taking pictures, you're doing stuff or whatever, and every time you take a picture, you tag the old boo in the picture. We know this is petty.
Mm-hmm.
And funny thing is, I'm truly guilty of this. But the point being, I am. I'm really guilty, and I'll be honest about it. I've done this. So, but the point being, if he doesn't correct her and make her stop or block her pictures, she knows she has an end. So you could be petty. I think that was petty in a good way, to find out if it was still the love out there or was he truly serious about the female he was with, because if you can be that petty and he lets you, you got him. So it just depends on your situation. Do you have a petty relationship where you need to show your face periodically, be like, hey, I'm still around? Or are you going to move on with your life? Sometimes the pettiness works.
That's the thing. You know, what if that person is still, you know, putting up pictures like, oh, yeah, this is me. My boo last year, you know, at dinner, you know, things like that, trying to throw it in the new girl's face, saying that, hey, this is what we were doing this time last year. You know, that happened. You know, people are petty like that. You know, hey, okay, You may act like you got them now, but this is what we were doing last year or a couple months ago.
Or what y'all was doing, you know, if they just went out to dinner or something. Women can be really petty. They could take a picture of his back, but you standing there smiling and somebody knows his shirt he had on when he walked out the house. But the big thing is he going to allow you to be that petty knowing he has a significant other? Well, after what we know, that relationship's not going to last. So, because the old boo is going to cause conflict. It's a known fact.
Whoever
pulled out wins.
Yeah, that's true. They want to start a fight, want to start some conflict. And that's the kind of thing, with, especially with social media. You know, there's so many different avenues where people can try to start something, spark something that, you know, wasn't out there before. You know, just kind of pulling up stuff in the past and throwing it out in people's faces. And that causes a lot of problems, definitely.
Yeah, it really can.
Yeah, it definitely can. Yeah, it's Love Talk, Blog Talk, Red Twilight Productions, Soul Entertainment. It's the Love Mix, answering some of your questions, some of your statements, some of your tweets that we've been getting, and, you know, just trying to see if we can open up some dialogue and kind of spark some questions and discussions in relationships. So, real quick, tell people about your blog. It might be about you.
Well, I've been, you know, I'm trying to get the word out there. I'll be honest, I need some more followers. And the biggest thing is I want people to post their comments, post their questions, post their ideas on my page. It might be about you. You look it up, you'll see a little chess piece, and that's the page. I mean, it's really simple to find. It's a public page. You can request your friends and everything, because I want people to start to feed out what's going on in their lives. I mean, I can talk all day about things that I come across or pops in my head, but I really want to know what the world is, what's going on in the world. What are your thoughts? Because everybody's life is different. And I'm one of those who can really, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do. I'm going to give you your good and your bad, and you can make your choice from there. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't feel like it was, you know, I guess a calling on me, because I come across a lot of people in my life. And if you choose to listen, great. And if you don't, that's fine as well, because people are going to make their own decision. But I wouldn't do anything to steer anyone wrong. And 9 times out of 10, people come to their own conclusions anyway. But definitely I would like for people to hit me up on Facebook at It Might Be About You. Leave your comments, leave your requests, leave your questions, and we'll talk about it.
All right, and that's what this show is about. That's what the blog is all about. We're trying to make sure that we are doing the things that we can to make the, you know, to make better relationships in the community. And that's some of the things that are getting lost when it comes down to how we are treating each other, when it comes down to our relationships, when it comes down to the respect issue on what we're looking at. And as far as trying to start a relationship, you know, I've been getting a lot of, you know, during the little break that we had, getting a lot of feedback as far as people that are saying that, you know, oh man, my man was talking to so and so on, you know, social media. I think is a destruction of a lot of relationships, because, you know, I'm getting that, like, oh, my man's talking to so and so on their IG, or, you know, it's like liking different pictures and responding back to things on Facebook and Twitter, and it's been causing conflict with these people, because, you know, they're saying, like, okay, you don't want to, you know, kind of police their social networking sites all the time, but at the same time, you don't want, you know, you don't want them to maybe reconnect with somebody behind your back.
I think social media is the devil. And I say that because people can, I mean, I don't really want to know your passcode, because then I'm going to be prone to look, and I'm being prone to inquire, and I'm be prone to, and I don't want that. I think that's too much access for one person. However, times when people have, you know, friends and stuff like that, and then the biggest thing is if he requests them as a friend, and then his girlfriend or significant other requests that same person as a friend, then she's a stalker, and you know, or whatever. But my thing is, if it's nothing, then it shouldn't be anything to hide. But it's the devil, because there's so many alleyways that you can take with this thing that can ruin so many people's things. I know, you know what I'm saying, you can like all day, and I'll probably let it go. But when you start commenting and, you know, questioning, no, don't do it, because what's going to happen is you're going to like something one day, and you're going to be the first person to like it, and that whoever picture you like, they're going to be like, oh, they're interested, because then here comes the inbox. So here comes the inbox. Now you're going to respond, and it may be a little response, but now they have your attention. So now they're going to go back and post something more derogatory, see how long it takes you to like that. And then from that point on, you're going to start getting private videos and all this. Man, nobody don't have time for that. People have private conversations. My motto is, if you got to say it out in public, it shouldn't be something you need to say behind someone's back. And if you're going to do it openly. I just don't like that behind your back shady stuff. And then what will happen is, as soon as you request that female, or, you know what I'm saying, or that male that your significant other is trying to, you know, just liking the pictures, they're their friends, guess what's going to happen? Then they're going to start doing those subliminal messages that you don't want to call nobody out, but you got something to say. That's just drama.
Now, I understand what you're saying. Let me play devil's advocate here for a second on this here. Now, there are some people that you can, you know, that you are friends with, that are from the opposite sex, that you want to say, okay, you know what, there's a conversation I want to have. I'm not going to put it on the public side of the social network. I'm going to go do a private message. And then, you know, you're doing a private message, and, you know, and you're just trying to have a full conversation. But what happens is your significant other can look at them like, oh, man, hold on, why are you having private conversations with this person, you know, instead of just putting everything out in the public so that way I can see it. I mean, it's just, you know, the thing is, sometimes you just want to, you know, have a private conversation, person that, you know, a female, like a male, have private conversations with a female that, you know, they might have known back in the day, and they say, hey, long time no hear from, you know, how's everything going, how's life?
Okay, how's everything going, how's life? The next question is going to come out is, how your relationship doing, you happy? What does that have to do with a prostitute in China? You already know this person's life is like because of you are sitting there looking at their pictures. You're liking them. You, guess what? Half the time you're not going to like them because you're mad you're not the other person in the picture. Be for real. Like, I'm just sick of it because my thing is, after the hey, how you doing, how the kids doing, that's probably about the highlight of a conversation should be. And my biggest thing is, it usually doesn't go that far because then you'll get an inbox at 4 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, talking about some hey. Ain't no hey. You already know this person is sweet, and y'all in the same time. So I'm like, come on, get your life. You trying to see if it'll spark, if you throw a match out there, if it's going to catch fire. No, don't do it.
No, that, yeah, you got a point there. Sometimes that can happen where basically people can use that as a tester to see, okay, you know what, I was going to see, okay, this person keeps liking some of my pictures, you know, now I can see, okay, this person has an interest in me, so I'm going to try to just kind of take the next step and maybe try to see what's going on, you know, into their lives, that they're thinking to myself, okay, hey, you know, if this person keeps liking everything I'm doing or keep liking all my pictures, then they might still have that interest, or somebody still create that spark. And you don't want to do that when you're in a committed relationship or you're married, things like that. You want to try to make sure you're careful with some of the things that you say. But, you know, there are some times where you just like the picture, you like the post, and your significant other, your spouse or whatever, you know, they get big fly up the handle, like, okay, why are you liking this girl's post? Why are you liking this girl's picture? You know, that's where social media, like you said, it's the devil, because it can create something that's not even there.
Yeah, that's true. But I try not to get too involved, because I know my husband has people on his face that I don't care too much for. I'm pretty sure I got some people on mine that he don't care too much for. But my whole thing is, I don't need to see it. And I'm pretty sure, we've been together so long, I know they're like, she's retarded when she wants to be, and he's crazy when he wants to be. I'm good with that. But don't let social media get you in trouble, because, it has a whole lot of different avenues and a whole lot of different ways. These people can show up on your doorstep, at your job, at your location. They can just pick one time for you to want to post something public and be there. It only takes a glance over the shoulder half the time to find out where somebody is. Like, come on now. You never know. Like, people need to really watch that, because you've seen people get in arguments, fights, break up, break a marriage up, all over Facebook. I swear I think they should shut it down. If it wasn't for games, Facebook would have been gone. And I post that sometimes. Sometimes I just throw stuff out there just to see who's going to respond. But my friends, they don't really respond to my page. It's fine as well. They'll like some. You have a few people to respond, which I appreciate. If you don't, I'm good. But let me say something ratchet or something off the wall, my phone goes bananas. And I'll be like, you know what? You should be slapped. This is a test and you fail.
I tell you, that's how it goes. That's why sometimes a lot, they say that 1 in 5 married couples don't follow their spouse on Facebook or in it. 1 in 5, because they feel that, okay, if I do that, it can, if I follow them, then it might spark some conflict, cause some conflict. So they don't want to know what their spouse is doing. That's kind of like a double-edged sword, but we're coming from that point.
Yeah, that's true, but I'm sorry. If you on it, I'm on it too. I might can't see it all, but I'm going to show you enough. Somebody's going to get brave one day and do something stupid.
But it's exactly, I feel you on that there. You know, there's nothing wrong with following your spouse. Like I said, we're going back to, what we said, you don't have to post your whole life story on there. You don't have to try to spark any conflict, but it's all, the thing is, like I said, a lot of the posts, the texts I was getting about social media today, they're mostly from single people that are just trying to build a relationship. And when you're trying to build a relationship and you're trying to be committed in a relationship, don't let the little things that you see on social media affect you. If you see maybe your spouse like a post, just look at it as, just look at it as what it is, and not try to spark any conflicts with it. You got to make sure you trust your spouse or trust your mate. Trust is all about the key to relationships. And once you recognize that and realize that, then you can go on your Instagram, go on your Facebook, go on your Twitter, and not stress over some of the things that you see. So we only got a few seconds left. This choice is, how can they contact you?
You can contact me on Facebook at Choices Brown, or you can contact me on Facebook as well, as it might be about you. Please make sure you post your questions, concerns, and all that great stuff. And you can also contact me on Twitter at Ms. Choices 1, and it's Ms. Choices with me, and Ms. with a Z, Choices with a Z 1.
All right, and of course everybody knows that the Rise TV show comes on every Sunday at 11 o'clock Eastern, and we are doing a lot of big things, and also going into our annual homecoming session of Love Talk, where we break down the homecoming aspects of love and relationships. So that, look forward to that in the next few weeks, and that's going to culminate with the episode in Charlotte, North Carolina. So looking forward to that. So once again, thank you for listening to the show each and every week. It's Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toilette Productions, Toilette Entertainment, for Miss Choices. I am Mr. Rod TV. Until next time, we'll talk.